Hey y'all, so I'm back with another episode, but this is going to be the same episode. I'm just going to do a part two because I felt to say more on the topic of, you know, forgiving yourself, okay? I just felt the energy that just came over me, and, you know, I kind of got a little emotional because, you know, when you live life, you know, you're growing up and you become an adult and you're starting to see the triggers and you're starting to see the patterns and you're starting to notice, you know, you lacked here and there. And then you start to ask, you know, why? Why this? Why me? Why me? And, you know, I lived at a, you know, at a point of time, I was asking why a lot. I was asking, you know, why you might be saying to yourself, you know, why didn't they do this? Or why didn't they love me? Why didn't they not protect me? Why did I end up in that situation? You know, it might be some things, like I said, well, that might have been out of your control. You know, even being a grown, even being, you know, older, you know, you like, well, why? How did I get in that situation? Like, you know, why? Why this? And that's why I said, it comes to you forgiving yourself for allowing, you know, and then you have to understand where people were at in their lives. And you have to know that you will get the answer, you know, with you asking why, you're going to get the answer. And you have to be, that answer will set you free. And then when you get that answer that sets you free, you will forgive yourself, because now you got to realize that you are here, and you got to realize that your story, the things you've been through in life, is someone else's rescue. Like, you're rescuing people with your story. You're helping people with your story, okay? Because we wasn't taught these things. We wasn't taught to forgive ourselves. We wasn't taught to look in the mirror and say these affirmations to ourselves. We wasn't taught to go to a therapist account. We weren't taught to believe in ourselves, you know. And we wasn't taught. Like for me, for an example, you know, I wasn't taught how to love myself. I wasn't taught how to carry myself as a girl, as a woman. You know, I wasn't taught to not allow a man to, you know, get over me. You know, I wasn't taught these things, and I had to forgive myself for the things that I had allowed years ago. You know, you got to realize where it come from. You know, it came from a broken home, a home that didn't have love, a home that had tough love. You know, you had to realize, and there's another thing, there's no excuse. See, for example, I held on things that I had felt that my mother should have done. And then I realized that she didn't have that. And then I realized I had to forgive her. And then I forgave myself, because I don't have to live in that no more. I can be the change. I can change that with myself. I can learn how to study and listen to other women who know how to carry themselves, who know how to treat themselves, okay? There's no excuses. Even though it might have not came from your biological parents or your actual cousins or family member, God is going to send the people that you need to elevate you, because you ask why. And when you ask why, you get your answer. And then everything else starts to roll in place for you, because you start to seek for more. You start to seek for better. You start to seek for change. Okay? Stop looking for people to be something that they were not called to be. Okay? I'm going to say that again. Stop looking for people to be something that they were not called to be. See, everybody was called. But we have the free will to choose whatever side we want to be on, wherever we want to go. Okay? Everybody was called, but everybody wasn't chosen. Okay? So, you know, you asking yourself, why are you going through this? Why am I broke? Why I don't have no money? Why am I struggling? Why am I suffering? Why this? Why that? And I'm telling you, when you ask those whys, you are going to get the answers. And it is up to you to make the change. It is up to you to be willing. No matter who it is. No matter who it is, I have to keep saying that because I don't want people to get stuck on these titles. Okay? Let me say this. Just because a woman can have a baby does not mean she was fit to be a mother. Just because that's the father does not mean he was fit to be the dad and do what he's supposed to do as a father, okay? That don't mean that. Just because she's your sister, that does not mean she was your actual sister for real. I hope y'all picking up what I'm saying. I'm trying to tell you. And we know that by friends. Just because that's your friend, don't mean that's really your friend. Are y'all getting what I'm saying? Forgive them. Forgive yourself. Learn, love yourself for real. Forgive yourself for the things you've been through, the pain, whatever. Hug yourself right now. Go look in the mirror and tell yourself, you are loved. You are worthy. You are strong. You are beautiful. You do not have to hide who you really are. Set yourself free. I don't know who that's for, but I am getting emotional. That tells me somebody needs to hear this. That's why I came back on here. So again, forgive them, forgive yourself, and make a change. Do it different. You are the one. You've been the one. Okay? So, yeah, I don't know who that was for, but I was called to get back on here and to say that because that, I think that's really the hardest thing. To me, that has been the hardest thing in my life was to forgive myself for the things that I, you know, been through. Not everything. I didn't have no control of some things, but I have to forgive people, and I have to forgive myself for still holding on to stuff. We hold on to things, and we want them to be different. We want them to change, and it's not up to them. It's up to you. It's up to you to change, not nobody else. And when you make the changes in yourself, either the people who's for you will make a change too. Work on you, better you. Change those curses. Break it. Break the chains. Break free mentally. Some stuff just be mentally about we've had the wrong thoughts about majority of everything. Not everything, because I know for me, I know that love always been the answer. I knew that love has always been the answer. I knew that love was always power. Just love and loving free, like loving yourself and just being you and being authentic and being true to you and not having to hide in and tuck in stuff. And no, be you, and whoever is for you, you will attract that. They're gonna love you for you. They're not gonna try to change you. They're not gonna try to dumb you down and dim your light. They're gonna celebrate you. They're gonna support you. Those are your people. Period. So yeah, y'all, I had to come back and say that part 2 because Hunty, I think that's the main thing. Really forgiving yourself for the past things you've been through and, you know, making the wrong decisions and making mistakes. It is what it is. Don't beat yourself up because you made a mistake or you didn't catch something right then or you didn't notice something. That's okay. You got it now. We tend to beat ourselves up and we'll put out punishment and, you know, we'll just, you know, it don't do yourself like that. Just get better. Just get better, okay? That's it. Get better. Forgive yourself. Love yourself. You know, take care of yourself. And love those. You know, just love people. Be who you are no matter what. It doesn't matter if people are, baby, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Be smart. Pay attention. You know, and like I said, love yourself, forgive yourself, hug yourself. Self-love. I'm telling you, self-love is real, y'all. Y'all know how I ask that question so much since 2015. I've been asking that question. I don't ask it no more because I'm knowing what it is. But I used to ask, I used to always see this self-love. I'm like, what is self-love? I thought I was loving myself. Like, I'm cooking. I'm doing things I like. But I wasn't loving myself because I was allowing others to treat me a certain way. I wasn't loving myself because I was dumbing myself down for others. I wasn't staying true to me. I was lying to myself. I made it seem like I was okay, and I wasn't. I was hiding how I felt. Because if I got around certain people, I knew they wasn't going to like what I had to say. So I had to be quiet. I made myself be quiet. Because I didn't want to hurt no one or feelings. And now, oh, honey, I don't care. Take it how you take it. Loving yourself is being authentic. It's being true to yourself. And it's not about pleasing nobody. For an example, I know for me, you know, back, you know, months ago or last year or whatever, because I don't really go out like that as far as like clubs and all that. But, you know, when I go out, you know, I know what I can do for me. Like, I know that 1-2 drinks will be fine. I know I'm not no shot drinker. You know, you got people who try to peer pressure you. Oh, you lightweight. And oh, you know, and I told myself, I'm not pleasing nobody. I know what I like. I know what I can do. And I know what's best for me. Okay. And that's staying true to you. No matter what nobody got to say, no matter how much slugs they try to throw or whatever they try to do, love you. You know what's best for you. Okay, so just know what's best for you, stand in your truth, and walk in it authentically, period, okay? Now, I don't know who that was for, but I have to come back and say that, y'all. Thank y'all again for tuning in. Can't wait for the next episode. I'm going to drop an episode tomorrow, so y'all make sure y'all subscribe, all right? Make sure you like, comment, and share, and I will hear from y'all from the next episode. Peace.